the centre in Muff, and I remember the night after the flood, I met with the staff, the team down there, and they revealed the extent of the damage. There was damage done to their ambulances and to their equipment. And against that backdrop, I obviously knew that they wanted to get back up and going again, and they were also looking to help families in distress. So I'm absolutely delighted now that Minister Ring has approved over $137,000 for two new ambulances and new equipment that will help them and with their work. They're a voluntary organisation. They work really, really hard, and I think they're reflective and symbolic of the type of attitude that was shown throughout the peninsula in the immediate aftermath of the floods. And I just want to acknowledge the group themselves for their endeavours in that regard.
And indeed, as you say, the Red Cross was vital to the people whose homes were destroyed during the flooding, and this funding now will help them themselves.
Yeah, look, I think it's reflective of the type of communities we have in Donegal, where people lead from the front, they lead from a community approach, and the volunteers are the backbone of our county. And in the immediate aftermath of the floods, we certainly saw the need for, on the first instance, to ensure that people who were discommoded from their houses got looked after. Obviously, the Donegal County Council played a very, very critical role in that. But a lot of businesses were affected as well, and I know a lot of applications are still outstanding, and we're trying to fast track them as best we can. Farmers were affected as well, and I know there's a number of sports clubs that are waiting on news as well, and I'm glad to say that will be happening sooner rather than later as well.